Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing? It is the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. I'm your hostess, Lynn Burnett. What can I say? Good morning. It's a California day. I don't see too much sun, but you know what? It's not too cold like it has been, so that's a good thing. Anyway, it's Monday. If you are a federal employee, well, you have the day off because it is the 18th of January. And, of course, the 18th of January, it is Martin Luther King's national holiday. So remember, a lot of schools here in California are closed, no mail. Today, the bank are closed, things like that. So you can sit back and relax and think about all the great things that Martin Luther King did and all the great things that people who worked and fought for equality for everybody, because if one group has equality, then all the groups should have it. So everybody, I'd like to say thank you who fought for equality back with Martin Luther King. Thank you to my family members who fought, to the neighbors who fought, to the everybody in the world who fought to help Martin Luther King's dream come true, which benefited not only the United States, but the entire world. So happy Martin Luther King Day there. And I'd like to give a few famous quotes from, of course, Martin Luther King here. And one of them he said was, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. That's one of his famous quotes. Another one is, the time is always right to do what is right. And I thought that was one of my favorite. I really like that. And another one, of course, from Martin Luther King Jr. was, we must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope. So I thought that was very, very good. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And that is my absolute favorite from Dr. Martin Luther King there. Great, great man. Of course, Martin Luther King born January the 15th, 1929. He's from Atlanta, Georgia. And Martin Luther King, of course, we all know, was assassinated, which is why he died. And that was April the 4th, 1968. He was only 39 years old. He was in Memphis, Tennessee. Of course, we have one of the monuments, Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial. He went to attended Morehouse College there. Also received his PhD from Boston University there. And one of his organizations, of course, was the Southern Christian Leadership Conference right there. And what can I say? Of course, his wife was the late Coretta Scott King. Martin Luther King had four children. Great, great man. Great, great thing. Martin Luther King, great civil rights leader. So move on there. So thank you. God rest your soul. Martin Luther King Jr. and all those who fought and died in the cause. Thank you, Martin Luther King. Thank you, Jesse Jackson, for being there. And what can I say? Everybody who was there, everybody who fought for freedom, it's just a great thing they did. And somebody says, you know, I don't understand. Why do we need a holiday for Martin Luther King? Why do we need a holiday? And I said, for the same reason we get a holiday for the presidents. You see, we give a holiday for President's Day and the great things that all the presidents have done. So why not give a holiday to Martin Luther King, who helped to make our country great there? So moving on. All right, did you catch a movie this weekend? If you caught one of these top 10 movies, as they say, you were in the loop. Number one, first week out, Ride Along 2. Of course, that's the Kevin Hart movie. That one alone made a little bit of $1 million there. number two, the Reverend. That one made a little bit over $29 million. Number three, now get this, Star Wars finally got knocked out of the number one spot, Star Wars The Force Awakens. That one made a little bit over $25 million. And remember, these are all just estimations for this weekend. Number four, Keep Going. That one made a little bit over $16 million. And number five, Daddy's Home. That one made a little bit over $9 million. So those are our top five movies this week. And, of course, I'd like to say to everyone out there today, just enjoy your day. Think about the great things King did. Think about the great things that he did for the United States of America. Think about the great things he did for the world. Remember, it's all about peace and love and about kindness, compassion, empathy, sympathy, passion just in what you do, passion in your words, positivity in your words. And if you don't like, what can I say? Look in the mirror and change yourself for the better, and everybody else around you will change for the better. All right? Have a beautiful Martin Luther King Day. And sit back and relax and be positive today. This is Lynn Burnett. This is the Coffee Chatter Internet Show. I will talk to you next Monday morning. Bye-bye.